It's a good day program. Thursday. Isn't today Thursday? Thursday. It is Thursday, right? Thursday is upon us, the 10th of January, and we're ready to go through some of the news of the day, some of the events, the people news, that sort of thing. Actually, Jennifer is at the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, so she's not here to help me out. I'm here with you, and you can help me out and help the rest of us out by dialing in your thoughts on some of the issues that are before us here. 888-302-3684 is the new number. I keep reinforcing it because people are so used to that old number. 888-302. Doug, if it makes it easier for you. Human interest stories always intrigue us, especially if the people survive involved in the story under horrific circumstances. And such is the case with an Australian family that survived a devastating wildfire. You've seen the stories this week of all of the wildfires, the droughts in Australia, the fires that are burning everywhere down there. Remind us of what has happened here in our country. You don't often see these sorts of things taking place in Europe, mostly because the weather there is more moist and those problems don't exist. And you never hear about what goes on in Africa because the strains of the desert versus what happens on the equator in Africa, and the same in South America, where the rainforest exists, there's not ever going to be the kind of circumstances that present the same tragedies that we see in our Southwest, or as has been seen in Australia this week. So here's the story of this family that jumped into the ocean, and they were able to cling to a jetty for a number of hours. Tim Holmes, his wife Tammy, and their five grandchildren between the ages of 2 and 11 held on to a jetty. You know what a jetty is? They held on seeking refuge from this blaze, which had destroyed the all of the homes of, they had a sort of family compound, all burned to the ground. Mr. Holmes was able to snap a picture of his family in the water and texted it to his daughter to show the children were alive. The image has spread around the internet like wildfire. Many of you have probably seen it. The heat wave in Australia, the wildfires, a story into and of itself. But I just thought this was kind of a cool thing. Not really cool. I just think that these stories are important reminders of our vulnerability and of how people handle stress and circumstances that are beyond their control. They're always our inspirational stories. I just think that these things are terrific ways of us reminding us of how we all are vulnerable. We're all just little specks here, and anything can knock us off at any moment in time. Speaking of that, the wife of missing FBI agent Robert Levinson. This is a story that really kind of gets at the heartstrings of a lot of people. This is a retired FBI agent who's been missing in Iran for years now. Apparently, Iran publicly released photos of Robert Levinson. The wife is Christine Levinson. She got the photos and decided to release them to bring more attention to his case. This guy, who worked for the FBI, then became a private investigator, went over to Iran and disappeared in 2007. This guy's been missing and gone for 5 years. The Iranians, of course, said, we don't know anything about this guy. But officials involved in the case say Iran's intelligence service was almost certainly behind the photographs that were emailed to the Levinson family. Christine has called on the government to put more pressure on Iran to release her husband. Again, put yourself in that position. Imagine either of these two things. Imagine your family being on a jetty for hours watching your homes burn to the ground. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine somebody in your family being taken hostage by a foreign government that was hostile to America? We all know, we've seen these pictures, I don't think they've come from Iran, but other countries in the Middle East where members of Al-Qaeda have gotten a hold of Americans and beheaded them. And so these things send shivers up and down our spine. And I think that it tells you a lot about the starch of the Levinson family and of the Holmes family as to what they're all about. And I think that we've become in our country so used to everybody saving us. Can you save yourself? Are you able to, if something really difficult happens to you or your family under any kind of circumstance you can imagine, you go broke, you got to fire your home. I mean, think about the victims of Hurricane Sandy. I think yesterday we were talking about what happened to a family that was on Staten Island, insured by Allstate. Roof blows off the house, and then the hurricane, the water, destroys the rest of the house. So Allstate says, we only have a policy for you that covers wind damage. You have no flood insurance, therefore your $300,000 house, I think it was $289,000 or something like that, the only thing we'll cover is the $10,000 roof. You're on your own for the rest of the house. How do you deal with that? And again, I think it's always clever or important to put yourself in the position of somebody who's got that kind of a problem. What would you do in that circumstance? 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen here figuring out what's going on in what sometimes I refer to as the irregular news, or my interpretation when Jennifer's here, her interpretation of the news of the day. It's 13 after the hour on Good Day.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 16 past the hour. By the way, the program today originating from the studios of KTRL and KXTR, which is on the campus of Tarleton State University in Stephenville, Texas. Tomorrow will be at our affiliate in Brownwood, but it's really kind of neat to be traveling around. Most of you know what I do in the fall. early winter, bring Charlotte with me across the country to visit radio stations, visit folks that are followers of this radio program. And so that's the trip, although I'm not going to go all the way across the country this fall. I'm going to take Charlotte, put her on a plane with me on Saturday, and bring her the rest of the way to Los Angeles. But it's always great. The point is to see a lot of people, and I think we're going to have the chance to do that tomorrow over in Brownwood as well. The reason I'm here at Tarleton at KTRL and KXTR is because Jewel, the singer, lives here in Stephenville, and I happen to also be friends with the president of Tarleton State University. His name is Dominic D'Ottavio. He used to be the president of Heidelberg, so I am always invited to visit here. I like to visit here. And Jewel happens to be a resident of this community. So she's been on our program a couple, three or four times, and the most recent one was promoting her new book a few months ago. And I remembered she lived here. I said, well, why don't you come be the co-host of the program? So she's going to be on for a couple of hours later today, if you want to make a note of that. And if your station happens to go away to do other things, you can always find the audio on TuneIn Radio. You can go to all kinds of apps, downloads, DougStefan.com, find the audio there, RadioAmerica.com, but help yourself to that later on during the day. The third day of the blizzard of 96, the anniversary of same, this date, 1996. How many of you remember the blizzard of 96? I remember the blizzard of 78. I don't know that I remember the blizzard of 76, but maybe I ought to, because many parts of the northeastern United States had 3.5 feet of snow in, in 24 hours. It's a chuckle now, but a lot of people actually were killed in this thing. New York City had the heaviest snowfall in 48 years. I remember lots of snow angels being built. And with that, there is more and more interest. I was talking about what happened down in Australia with the heat down there and the wildfires, et cetera, et cetera. And yesterday somebody took me to task because I was talking about the weather forecast and said the Farmer's Almanac wasn't much value anymore. By the way, email to Doug at DougStefan.com when you can't get through at 888-302-3684. Or you don't have time, whatever, you have a thought later on, send me an email. But somebody took me to task yesterday because I was critical of the Farmer's Almanac, saying basically what comes out of the Farmer's Almanac is nonsense and has been for the last 4 or 5 years. The weather forecasts are completely wrong. And so I dug around and looked at the AccuWeather and also at the Weather Channel forecasts now. Suggest that there is a January thaw about to take place because of the jet stream moving around. The jet stream has gone north to Canada this week, so there is milder Pacific air that is currently flowing across our nation, and as a result of that, many of you are going to see above average temperatures. Where I am here in Texas, normally it's about 5 to 10 degrees cooler. It's supposed to be up in the 60s today here. Normally, and last night was about 50. I was outside actually helping Charlotte to find her way about 3 o'clock this morning, and it was warm enough for me to go out in my bare feet. And I haven't done that since, September. So anyway, it's usually chillier here, but the temperatures are going to melt. Most of the snow in the Plain States, the Midwest, the Appalachians are going to see that over the next week or two. And then later in the month, as temperatures go 10 to 20 degrees above normal now, they're supposed to, by the end of January, be 10 to 20 degrees below normal across the central and eastern USA. Everybody's worried or thinking about now, and it's 50-something in New York. 21 after on Good Day.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, Management, Survival and Self-Reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Electronics Show is happening in Vegas, and there is the most amazing gadgets are being talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been in the news. One of the gadgets everyone is talking about this year is a fork. This is real. A fork that tells you when you're eating too fast. That's true. A fork that tells you when you're eating too fast. In a related story today, Chris Christie was spotted yelling at his fork to mind its own business.
And the inventor of the Segway, you know that amazing thing? The Segway? Well, this guy has created a pump that attaches to the abdominal wall, allowing you to eat as much as you want, and then it drains it through a skin port before it's absorbed by the body. We already have something that drains you out before it's absorbed by the body. It's called Mexican food, okay? It goes right through. It's not absorbed.
Here's a potentially alarming story. Scientists with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, have just released statistics that say 2012 was the hottest year ever in the United States. The average temperature was more than 3 degrees hotter than average. And yet somehow my fiancé is always cold. I don't know how that works.
Because in 2013, Oscar nominations will be announced tomorrow.
Ooh.
So exciting to find out which movies you have to lie to your friends about seeing. Oh, Salmon Fishing in the Yemen. Yeah, I'd love all the scenes in that.
Actually, Salmon Fishing in the Yemen was a pretty good movie. It's probably not going to get an Academy Award, but it was a pretty good movie. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel. By the way, Jimmy Kimmel's ratings beat David Letterman the first night. He is, many of you know, if you're a follower of late night fashion, the late night shows are now, well, the hosts and the number of shows a little more crowded field. Because Jimmy Kimmel moving to 11:35, so he's on the same time as Jay Leno and David Letterman. Conan starts at 11 o'clock East Coast and West Coast time, and Jimmy Fallon is the one who follows Jay Leno, and the folks at NBC are trying to figure out whether Jay Leno is going to stay, whether they want Fallon to replace him. I think Fallon is a week. I think Lennon should stay as long. Leno ought to stay as long as he can. Let's also hear from Ellen DeGeneres, who wonders out loud on her program yesterday why we bother to make New Year's resolutions.
I'm starting a new rule. You shouldn't be allowed to make any New Year's resolutions until you finish your old ones. That's my rule. That'll keep America busy right there. I don't know who came up with this tradition, but is New Year's Day the best time to start a resolution? You wake up at noon, you're hungover, you're not even sure where you are. It's not the time to worry about a new diet. You have bigger priorities. Like, where are your pants? What? Trying to figure out why there's a banjo in bed with you. You're covered in Cool Whip. Anybody?
All right. So also yesterday on Wendy Williams' television program, she answered one of her audience members' questions about whether to have a raunchy bridal shower or a classy bridal shower. I love Wendy's take on things. Listen to this.
Well, I got engaged over the summer, and we're planning a June wedding for next year. So of course,
congratulations.
Thank you. Of course, there's a bridal shower coming up, and my mom is really going to be the one planning it. But I have a couple crazy friends. I'm kind of afraid they're going to bring some raunchy gifts to the party.
Sex toys and strippers?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
And I don't want to offend my mother or my future mother-in-law, so I don't know if I should tell my friends to kind of keep it classy, or should I tell my mom to just go with it?
I would tell your mother and your mother-in-law that they're not invited to this one. Like, honest to goodness, you're a young girl, you know, and friends with no class are usually the funnest ones. There should be two separate bridal showers. You know, I know the economy is bad. Neither one has to be expensive. There should be one for your mother-in-law and your mother and all your mom friends and all the classy ones. And then there needs to be a down and dirty stank one with your friends, right?
See what I mean? She always has a very interesting take on what's going on. Speaking of the take, we continue on Good Day with more people news in a few moments, 28 past the hour right now.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's the fastest growing crime in the world, a $32 billion business involving an estimated 2 million children each year. Welcome to the terrible world of international child trafficking. Child trafficking involves the exploitation of minors who were sold off to work or into prostitution. As travelers, it's our job to be aware of how we're doing business and with whom. There's a great organization out there called End Child Prostitution and Trafficking, or ECPAT. They created a code of conduct to help raise awareness among the travel industry. Already, hotel chains like Carlson and the French company Accor have signed on to comply with this code, which means they will not do business with anyone involved with child trafficking. Also, check with ECPAT's website. That's ECPAT.net for more information. Trafficking always involves travel. It's up to us to keep that dialogue going and to do our part to end it. For more information, visit PeterGreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
The buzz for ABC Thursday.
A-plus.
Magnetic.
Is getting louder.
Addicted. Twisty and juicy.
And louder.
It's red hot.
Tonight, Grey's Anatomy returns.
Do you want to spend the rest of your life with me?
Bigger, better, and bolder than ever.
Don't you dare sleep with him.
I'm not.
And
shots were fired outside President Grant's birthday gala this evening.
On the first all-new scandal of the year.
What did you do?
The answer to the question everyone is asking.
Is the president still alive?
All new AD.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
and they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Now, 33 after the hour on today's Doug Shepherd Good Day program, coming you your way from the studios in Stephenville, Texas, of KTRL and KXR, KXTR, on the campus of Tarleton State University. The essence of the travel here and the fun that I have with a lot of people bringing you stories from different parts of the country. Later on in the day, if you're interested, you can stick around. Jewel, the singer, is going to be, she lives here in this community, and she's going to be the co-host of the program for a couple of hours. I was mentioning, I think it was yesterday, in the conversation about gun control that's taking place, there have been some people who have suggested Piers Morgan ought to be deported. So the White House press secretary was asked by a reporter what the president thought of the petition to send Piers Morgan back to England. There are actually people that are supporting this. Get him out of here because he supports gun control. Anyway, what the press secretary said was, let not arguments over the constitutional Second Amendment clauses violate the spirit of the First Amendment. The president believes the Second Amendment guarantees an individual the right to bear arms. Constitution also guarantees an individual right to bear arms, or the right to express him or herself. Apparently, Morgan, who's a British citizen, has some kind of a, you know, probably a green card or whatever it is. But he's had these conversations with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, Alex Jones, and some others, and so that has fueled this. People got to get a life here in our country. There's a real danger in shutting down discussion and debate on both sides, by the way. There is, I was listening yesterday to a radio program, I think it was in Dallas, a local show, and the premise, no, actually it may have been Michael Medved, because I like listening to him, and the discussion was about a book written by a fellow named Ben Shapiro, who apparently has taken over for Breitbart on his website. And the book has to do with bullying and how the left bullies the right into, you know, the certain discussions. You're a bad guy if, and you fill in the blank, if you have this position and it differs from our position, then you're a bully. Al Sharpton is great at that. And so the reason I'm bringing it up is because I think that we are we're in danger, generally speaking, on both sides of most debates, of people trying to shut down the other side because they don't agree. And there has been some success in that, especially on the radio with all of the hoopla. It's a free country. You don't want to advertise on somebody's program. That's your decision. But the way the decisions have been made, the Media Matters is probably the best example. I'm going to go off on a toot here for a minute. If you've been listening this week, two or three times I've been talking about 501c3s, which is what they call nonprofit organizations, gun control advocates, support First Amendment, Second Amendment Foundation. They support the Gun Owners of America. They support the NRA. All these are 501c3s. Now, on the other side of the coin, and by the way, I think that members of those organizations are bullies, as is the organization called Media Matters. That is another 501c3 on the left that does exactly the same thing. If they don't like the way you present an issue, they want to go after you. They want to shut you down. They were behind a lot of the hoopla around Rush Limbaugh's faux pas last March regarding Sandra Fluke and all of the chaos that came out of it. And remember, these are all 501c3s. They don't have to pay taxes. You can donate to Media Matters. You can donate to NRA, and you have a tax deduction for doing it. I just think that all of these 501c3s ought to be part of the discussion because of how they are trying to frame the discussion, or they tip it in their favor. One listens to one side. And why this is a problem is because many of our media outlets today, radio and television, are one-sided, and they present an issue, and people who listen think it's a fact. And it isn't. There is bias and basic baloney on both sides of many of these issues that have been presented. What I got a kick out of, and this is another example of sort of how things can be twisted and turned around, I saw yesterday a congratulatory ad in one of the newspapers congratulating Piers Morgan on having the number one most viewed show on CNN. Piers Morgan has had a terrible record of awful ratings, to the point where they're moving him from where he is to a later time period because the ratings are horrible. Not bad, horrible. The only time that Piers Morgan has had the number one most viewed show on CNN was the other night when Alex Jones was on, and it wasn't because Piers Morgan was doing such a great job. It was because Alex, who has a huge following, especially on the Internet, tweeted to his followers that he was going to be on with Piers Morgan. And so they all watched CNN to see what went on. Many of you heard the audio, and it was kind of embarrassing, Frank. I don't think Alex had his best foot forward there. But to have Piers Morgan and these people at CNN say he has the number one show on CNN, he did once, one time, and one time only. So that's why he and Anderson Cooper are being replaced, because their ratings are terrible. Anyway, I bring you that because I think actually it's a pretty interesting story. Now, the continuing focus on Miss Alabama. How many of you, by the way, Roberta isn't normally here in this hour. Jennifer is at the Consumer Electronics Show. I think she'll be back tomorrow, though. So I'm in solo mode. And sometimes I find that fun because I like to be able to go down a couple of different streets. And this is one of them, Miss Alabama. A lady named Catherine Webb was all anybody could talk about after the Alabama State Notre Dame game on Monday, thanks to broadcaster Brent Musburger's constant comments about how beautiful she is. Her boyfriend is quarterback for Alabama State, A.J. McCarron. So, on the Today Show, Ms. Webb said she was flattered by Musburger's compliments and doesn't understand why ESPN felt the need to apologize on his behalf. She said, I think the media has been really unfair to him. Well, let's be fair and listen to part of what Brent Musburger had to say.
Our quarterback at Alabama. You see that lovely lady there? She does go to Auburn, I will admit that. But she also, Miss Alabama, and that's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend, okay? And right there on the right is Dee Dee Bonner. That's A.J.'s mom. Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. What a beautiful woman.
Wow. A.J.'s doing some things right down
the street. So if you're a youngster at Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with pop.
All right, so by the way, it's University of Alabama. Quarterback A.J. McCarron is jealous, apparently, that all these people are talking about his girlfriend and saying she's hot. and not about his accomplishments on the field. In fact, he has a pretty thin skin. He's so upset he canceled 8 interviews yesterday Webb canceled them because she feared the attention would hurt her relationship. I mean, come on. What is it with McCarron that's bordering on fool? I wouldn't want to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend like that who is so thin-skinned. I would want to have both of them are doing well in their own right. So they both can bask in the light of their own successes and not be jealous or insecure. And if McCarron is that jealous or insecure, or frankly, if Webb is so worried about him being jealous or insecure, I would say relationship isn't long for this world. It's just foolish. Okay, so here's something else that's pretty foolish, but yet fun. You've heard, perhaps, the story of Bill Maher being on The Tonight Show the other night. For those of you who don't know, he's a comedian, acerbic, nasty, angry, insolent. Those are the words I would describe him, used to describe him. Anyway, he said that he would donate $5 million to the charity of Trump's choice on The Tonight Show if Donald Trump could prove he wasn't the, quote, spawn of his mother having sex with an orangutan. Okay? So, and by the way, this is because of the ultimatum Trump, remember, gave to the president during the election last fall, looking for his birth certificate. So Trump's lawyer sent Maher's birth certificate, Trump's birth certificate over to Maher's office and now suggested that he send over a check for $5 million to Mr. Trump so that the money can be donated to one of the 5 charities in equal amounts: Hurricane Sandy victims, the Police Athletic League, the American Cancer Society, the March of Dimes, and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. So far, no comment for Maher. Here's what he said, though, that got this all started on The Tonight Show.
Unless he comes up with proof, I'm willing to offer $5 million to Donald Trump.
If he will come up. All right, so the audio is obviously not very good, but $5 million. And this is how foolish Maher is. He suggested it be the Hair Club for Men. The Hair Club for Men is a for-profit business. It's not a 501c3 charity, as is the Hurricane Sandy, all of these, there are a number of different charities for them, or the Athletic League, or the Cancer Society, or the March of Dimes, or any of the outfits. So he wants his $5 million. I'm betting if Maher doesn't make good on that, Trump will sue him. What do you bet? I'm betting that Trump will sue Maher if, in fact, there isn't some money that comes out of this. And maybe he ought to. Maher's a big mouth. Trump is, too. They're two peas in a pod. And why they don't like each other, it's a really wonderful case of mirroring. Most of the time we don't like in others what we don't like in ourselves. And I suggest to you that Bill Maher and Donald Trump are both cut out of the same, they're peas from the same pod, cut out of the same cloth. Both of them are loudmouth, foolishly motivated men who are egotistical beyond belief. So anyway, it'll be an interesting show to see if Maher, and I wonder if Leno will invite him back on. Okay, where's the $5 million for Donald Trump? What do you think? Where is it? 888-302-DOUG. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. How about the best idea for weight loss this year? This is the real skinny on getting thinner. If you're feeling bluntly too fat, if you're busting out of your jeans, if your ego and the battle of the bulge are in conflict with one another and you want to fix the problem, how about you use the best diet product of the year? It's called Axia 30. Different because it contains an ingredient shown in many clinical studies to create the circumstance where you can lose 30 pounds in 3 months. 12 weeks, guaranteed to lose the 30 pounds. Axia 30. You heard me right. 30 pounds in 3 months, 12 weeks, it'll be gone. The best part of this is you don't have to starve yourself. You eat the normal amount of calories for men. It's 1,850. For women, it's 1,350. Take in the regular amount of food. Axia 30 will be a success. And you can, exercise is good. You don't have to, though, to make this work. You'll have no nasty jitters, no racing heart. Call this number now, 800-525-8345. That's 800-525-8345. 90 days to see results or your money back. This formula is clinically shown to get the 30 pounds off of your body. And it's really the wonderful part about this is that the this is a compound that has all kinds of anti-aging ingredients. A really tremendous weight loss result safely, backed by science. 800-525-835, 8345. Full 90-day money-back guarantee. Get an extra month when you call and mention Doug Steffen, Axia 30, 800-525-8345.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
This is news from KillerApps.tv. I'm technology reporter Brett Larson. New tech coming from the 2013 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas this week. Samsung's new F8500 Smart Plasma TV offers some of the best picture quality available for a plasma TV. It accesses online content and gives custom content recommendations based on viewing habits. The set can easily be upgraded so you won't have an obsolete TV months later. Lost house keys? No problem. Schlage's new touchscreen deadbolt lock offers keyless control using simple access codes, has a built-in alarm, and when connected to Nexia Home Intelligence, it can be controlled with any web-enabled computer and most smartphones. The Dreamweaver XC by Brother is a new combination quilting, sewing, and embroidery machine with speeds up to 1,050 stitches per minute and industry firsts like the SoStraight Laser Vision Guide. You can tackle bigger, bolder projects than you may have ever dreamed of. Smart devices need smart Wi-Fi, and Linksys has expanded its smart Wi-Fi portfolio. The new Linksys routers, tools, and apps are delivering the fastest home Wi-Fi and make it even easier for consumers to get the most out of their gadgets. For more, visit KillerApps.tv. I'm Brett Larson.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Program, 888-302-3684. You've heard a lot of discussion this week about the $1 trillion coin idea, right? You've heard that Congressman suggested that we could take care of the deficit by minting a few of these $1 trillion coins. A briefing session with reporters yesterday, Press Secretary Jay Carney refused to indulge in the idea of minting a platinum $1 trillion coin. This was, sort of out of left field. Paul Krugman, the economist, suggested it was a good idea. One of the nation's more liberal congressmen, Nadler of New York, said, okay, let's do this. And then there was introduction of legislation in the Congress to keep it from happening. So it's probably not going to happen. 51 after on Good Day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of focus on what's going on at the Consumer Electronics Show this week in Las Vegas. And there are people reporting all over the place. So let's get started with our report. Starting here is our usual daily input from Shelley Palmer, who talks about who's making the glass for the myriad of tablets that are available at the Consumer Electronics Show. It's an interesting behind-the-scenes story coming right up here on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay, today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, we're in the heart of CES now, and there are so many tablets here, you gotta wonder who's making all the glass screens. Some of the best come from Corning, and it's showing off Gorilla Glass 3, the newest product in its line of damage and scratch-proof tablet screens. Gorilla Glass was already the best and strongest type of screen on the market, but Corning's up their game. This new glass has native damage resistance, which makes it 50% stronger and 40% less prone to scratches. Speaking of tablets, RCA is showing off a TV tablet. It's an 8-inch Android device that packs a dual TV tuner. It picks up DTV signals and it's compatible with mobile TV provider Dial. Once you sign up for Dial service, you have access to 130 channels from a variety of providers. This RCA tablet lets you have TV anywhere you go without any hassle, and it's only $2.99. I'd love to watch TV wherever I am. Check out ShelleyPalmer.com for all things CES.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The buzz for ABC Thursday Plus Magnetic is getting louder.
Addicted, twisty, and juicy.
And louder.
It's red hot.
Tonight, Grey's Anatomy returns.
Do you want to spend the rest of your life with me?
Bigger, better, and bolder than ever.
Don't you dare sleep with him.
I'm not.
And
shots were fired outside President Grant's birthday gala this evening.
On the first all-new scandal of the year.
What did you do?
The answer to the question everyone is asking.
Is the president still alive?
All-new ABC Thursday, tonight starting at 9, 8 central.
From the Consumer Electronics Show also,
radio and television host and reporter Holland Cook with his take on what's going on this week at CES.
Every year, HDTV screens get bigger, and this year, we're seeing Ultra HD, four times the resolution of the high-def TV you might have recently purchased. You probably waited until prices came down, which they always do. So if you want Ultra HD, sit tight. Samsung, Toshiba, and others are showing us 85-inch screens in the $20,000 to $25,000 range for now. Meantime, what is television? Not just ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and CNN, HBO, TNT, TBS, and DVD and Blu-ray. Now we watch Hulu, Netflix, and YouTube in the living room. And sorting it all out gets complicated. So LG's Magic Remote has voice recognition. Speak the name of a show or movie or director or actor, and you'll see a list of choices. Scarlett Johansson. In Las Vegas, Holland Cook for Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
It is that time of year again when a lot of you are trying to keep up with the New Year's resolutions. It isn't an hour that goes by that we're going to talk about them on the radio. So what is it that you plan to change this year? Brian Osich has more on an easy way to get things started and possibly have it become a new healthy habit for you.
Are you working on becoming a better you? Nationally recognized nutrition expert Carrie Glassman says there is an easy way to kick things off.
2013 can be a great time for change and personal improvements. That's why MSN launched 21 Days to Healthy Habits, providing helpful advice from top experts, whether it's nutrition, exercise, or anything to make your heart happy.
Glassman says it typically takes 3 weeks to form new habits, and there are many different ways to help you reach your goal.
Try reducing your stress. One tip is a deep breathing exercise that helps lower your heart rate and blood pressure. Adding exercise into your routine also helps create change. And don't forget technology. Apps and websites are great resources, and a recent study shows 75% of people use them to find health and fitness tips. MSN for the new Windows 8, for example, is a great one-stop shop for advice.
For more tips, log on to MSN on Windows 8. That's Lifestyles from MSN.
You're listening to today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, originating from the studios of KTRL and KXN TR in the beautiful town of Stevensville.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.